Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It's Mark Rawson, and I'm always excited to introduce you to the different shows and all the great people that we bring in from around the world to do the shows every month. As you know, we have our friend Dr. Connie McNeil, who's on with us this evening to talk to us about angels. This show on Spiritual Connections Radio is called In the Arms of the Angels. And to find out more about Dr. Connie, make sure to check out her website. She's got some freebies up there and some listings for her services and a whole lot of other great materials. And you can go to her website at www.drconniesays.com. And to find her link and more about the shows and everything, you can go to our radio website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We're going to be taking callers on the half hour, and you can call in at 646-716-9663. That phone number is on your radio display, and that's 646-716-9663. And with that, Dr. Connie.
Yes, sir. Here I am. All righty. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. I feel very humbled to be able to bring what I'm increasingly feeling like is a very important message. So I'm very excited to be here. And I would like to start, as always, by calling in the angels, calling in the guides, and who we need to make this the show that will be for our highest good and for the highest of everyone else. So if you would just take a moment, please. Father God, I call upon you now that you would surround us with angels, that I know Archangel Michael is here. I know that Gabriel is here. I know that Raphael wants to come in and do some healing, and I see his hands holding out toward all of us and sending not only a physical healing, but a healing of the heart and a healing of the mind and a healing of the spirit, and to prepare us for this show tonight and for what we have going on in our lives right now. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable and to you as I present this show. I thank you very much. All righty, so what I would like for you guys to do is I want you to imagine that you're about 5 or 6 years old and that you were going to go on an amazing trip. Now, maybe this trip is to your grandparents, it could be Disneyland. I want you to imagine the very best place that you could dream of going. And I want you to see yourself doing your vacation dance. You are so excited. You can't wait for this. This is going to be the best thing ever. So I want you to get your suitcase, and I want you to start packing for the trip. So you're going to pack what you want to wear. You're going to pack your toys. You're going to pack your favorite stuffed animals, your blanket, the food you love to eat. There's even room for your goldfish. Anything and everything that your 5 or 6 year old heart wants to put in that suitcase, I want you to load it up. So just take a moment and get into your little 5 or 6 year old and just start putting in the stuff that you want that makes you feel the best that you can feel. All right, so now you're packed and you're beaming with joy. This is going to be the best trip ever. You have everything that you want and what you need. Uh-oh, here comes Mom and Dad. Out goes your favorite shirt. You can't take this, honey. It's torn and it's stained. Look, let's take this one instead. You look so nice in blue. Out goes the goldfish. In go the apples, out go the gummy bears. Not enough room for your stuffed animals. You can only take one sweater. No, let's not take that one. Let's take this one. This is better. So now your suitcase is repacked. It's now parent approved. Mom and Dad are happy. However, what you are now taking is but a remnant of what you wanted to take. And for a brief moment, you wonder if this trip is going to be as amazing as you thought. Now, for many of us, this type of story has been repeated over and over. You've packed your suitcase of life with your dreams, your hopes, your wishes, your heart's desires. But then life comes along and repacks your suitcase. The dream job, the job you thought you were all lined up for, that you really, really wanted, is now the work. It pays the bills, in part or whole. It's not what you wanted, but it's okay, you guess. You know, you can handle it. The great relationship you thought would materialize sooner or later doesn't look like it's going to arrive after all. Maybe the life you have is only a remnant of what you thought you'd have by now. And you may be wondering if this life is going to be as amazing as you thought. It may seem rather pointless to keep hoping and wishing for the appearance of your heart's desires. It's too late now. You know, you're too old. You're too tired. There's too many wrong decisions, too many mistakes. Really? You think what you want wants you. What if those desires and dreams are looking for you? Many of us have been conditioned to believe that what we want doesn't matter, or we're not worthy to have what we're supposed to have. We keep putting in what we really want in our suitcase, and people, places, or things take it out and put other things in our suitcase. We learn not to speak our mind, compromise, because what we really want doesn't look like it's going to show up. We act the way others want us to act. We're exhausted, chasing our dreams, trying to figure out how to get what we want. We're so busy trying to control our circumstances and the people around us that we miss the hand of the universe extended toward us. The universe never tires in its attempt to gain our attention. Call on me. Let me help. I have an army of angels, ascended masters, and guides. I can send them to you. You don't have to go it alone. I have all of the help that you need and all of the paths laid out for you to get the hopes and the dreams and the wishes that are such a part of you. And the reason that we feel so in touch with our hopes and our dreams and our wishes is because they are a part of us. Even if 1,000 other people have similar dreams and wishes, the way that you fulfill them are uniquely yours. Your dreams and your wishes are not an idle passion. They are designed to allow love to flow in and through you and to extend that love to others. Your dreams and wishes bring color into what would be a drab world. They ignite passion and creativity. And you may not be fulfilled until you honestly look at your life in relation to what you really want. And I know a lot of people know what they want, and they don't see it manifested in their life. And a lot of people are very, they have a lot of questions, and they're very curious, and they're very frustrated because they hold their dreams and their wishes in their heart, but they're just not, they don't seem to be making very much forward progress. But for many people, there is a gap that exists between what people want and their dream, you know, what they want, their dreams and hopes, and what they actually have. And many people have tucked their dreams away and they've walked away. But at what cost? I am convinced that the love of the universe has a plan and a purpose, and the gifts and the talents and the dreams and the passions that you have, there's a reason for it. There is a plan and a purpose for it. It's time for us to acknowledge the gap. It's time for us to be aware of that place in us that is feeling whatever you're feeling about not being able to have the dreams and wishes that you want. And it's time to listen to Spirit, or the Master Creator, for direction on what to do as you are in this gap. Now, I don't want you to do anything drastic. I'm not asking you to quit your job. I'm not asking you to leave a relationship unless you are being abused. If you are in an abusive relationship, then you need to get out and you need to go to a safe place. If you are the one who has given up on your dreams of parenting, marriage, financial stability, health, or whatever those are, or you're waiting for the universe to fulfill your heart's desire, then I urge you to do the following. The first thing that I would urge you to do is surrender back to Spirit your deepest longings. Quit telling yourself that it's okay if these longings never get fulfilled, because you have them for a reason. Surrender means that you allow Spirit to fulfill those dreams for not only your highest good, but for the highest good of others. And that's probably the key to why we come into this world, and why we have the gifts and talents and the dreams and the wishes that we have, is not only for ourselves, but because we are all connected, it's also to fulfill creating love within the planet and love within each other. So surrendering means that whatever I'm going to give you back, the dreams, the wishes, the talents that you gave to me for my highest good and for the highest good of others, however you choose to fulfill that. Surrender means that the universe actually knows what it's doing, since it was the universe who bestowed those desires on you. Don't you think that the universe has a plan? And don't you think that the universe brags about you? I find car ads to be very interesting because they love to talk about their newest technologies. You know, now they can parallel park by themselves and break by themselves, and they do all these great and wonderful things. And car companies can't wait for you to know all about these new wonderful things that they can do. How much more do you think the Creator looks at us and nudges the angels and brags to the ascended masters and say, you know, look at her. Look at how amazing she is and what she came into this world to do. And I am so proud of her, and I am so, I so love watching her live her life day by day, trusting me that everything is going to work out the way that it's supposed to. I can imagine that the angels sometimes go, oh my gosh, here we go again, when the universe is just so loving to talk about the creation that we are and the ability that we have to create. So the Creator is busy showing us off to all of heaven. And we need to be mindful as we're surrendering to the universe of how much the universe wants to give us what it is that we want. Because when we came into this world, it was a package deal. You came in with your body, you came in with certain contracts, but you also came in with wishes and dreams and desires that are an innate part of you. Another thing that I would urge you to do is to allow the universe to bring your dreams and desires into form in whatever way, again, is for your highest and for the highest of others. I watched a movie the other night of this freshman in college who was evidently a pretty great basketball player in high school. He was pretty heavily recruited by this college in Pennsylvania, and he had a stroke his freshman year. And he fought to get back to his basketball team. And he, you know, was in recovery for his whole freshman year, helped out a little bit on the team doing stats, filling water bottles, just, you know, really behind the scenes. His freshman year, his sophomore year, he sat on the bench his junior and senior year. And he was voted captain of the team. Everyone came up to him and said what an inspiration he was, how much he was helping them, how strong he was. Parents were writing him saying, this one mother said, you know, I have a six-year-old who had the same condition that you do, and he had a stroke at age six. And he loves to play basketball, and he really looked up to you. I'm not saying that you're going to have a stroke, and I'm not saying that you're going to have a hard life. But what I am saying is that when you came into this world and you came in with the package that you are, the universe knows exactly how to promote you. The universe knows exactly how to fulfill in you what needs to be fulfilled in order for us to have the make the biggest impact, not only on ourselves, but for other people as well, in a world that desperately, desperately needs to be shown love and faith and mercy and forgiveness and compassion. And many times we have our own idea of how our dreams or desires should show up. Excuse me. And we may even try to force or manipulate circumstances or people. If we don't get what we want, when we want it, in the way that we want it, a lot of people get stressed, they get unhappy, they complain, they blame others, they may feel that the universe has forgotten them or abandoned them or even tricked them. But remember that your dreams and wishes are a part of universal blessing. So allow your dreams to take form in whatever way spirit needs. And finally, I would urge you to listen, listen, listen. Spirit will direct you how to obtain what is yours by divine right. you will be guided when to move and when to stay. You will be guided when to say something and when to stay silent. And I don't want you to worry, because you cannot and you have not made a wrong move. I don't care your circumstances. I don't care if you feel like you have backed yourself into a corner and things will never work out for you. Every step that you have made has been a step forward to becoming the best that the universe has for you. And the more that you stay open, the easier it is for the universe to guide you, even if it feels like you're walking backwards and you're getting further from your goal. The universe will guide you into moving ever closer to being the very best that you can be, not only for your highest, but for the highest for the planet. Now, guys, I am convinced of this. I am convinced that if we will just let the universe do what the universe does, I know that there are contracts that we come in with. There's karma. There's things that we need to work out. There's life lessons. And one of the things that Emmett Fox says, he talks about being in the right place and our true place. And the right place is where you are at the moment. And whether or not you find it enjoyable, your right place is exactly where you are right now. The right place is where we learn our life lessons. The right place is where we fulfill our spiritual contracts. The right place is where we learn how to humble ourselves before the Creator, and to surrender to the Creator the existence that we are. The right place leads us to our true place, which is our place of peace, regardless of the circumstances, and the fulfillment of our deepest longing. So, in the benevolence of the universe, you do not make a wrong choice, and you are not in the wrong place. When you let spirit lead you, you are always exactly where you're supposed to be. So before we go on the break, I want to do something real quick here. I want you guys to take a deep breath. And I want you to go get your suitcase. I want you to open it up. Make sure that it's a nice big one for everything that you need. And if you can't finish this right now, then I urge you to do this within the next couple of days. I wouldn't wait too long. I want you to be really honest about what it is you want. That deep desire, that longing that you have in your heart. And I want you to take those desires and I want you to put them in your suitcase. I don't want you to tell anybody what you have in there. Even people who are your best friends may question why you would put something in your suitcase that they don't know why you would put in there. Those things you would never tell anybody, those things that maybe you told everybody, put them in your suitcase and put in all of the good, yummy stuff that you want to take with you. And I want you to do your vacation dance. And I want you to know that the universe sees what you have in your suitcase. And that even though life may, it seems like, is picking and choosing what stays in there. The universe always, always has the final say. And even if something is taken out, I'm telling you that the universe will be better and of more use than what it may be in its original form. And know that you have a marvelous, amazing journey, and that you are doing even now exactly what you're supposed to be doing for the best that you are and for the best of what you can give the world. So if Mark's around and to do the 30-minute thing, then we will.
30-minute thing, huh?
The 30-minute thing. I love when you do the 30-minute thing.
Does this require me to dance at all?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, everybody, you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. She's on usually the first Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central on Spiritual Connections Radio. Make sure to check out her information and all the great things she has on our website at www.drconniesays.com. And if you would like to call in for a reading, I know we have a couple of people in the call queue that are ready. And you can call in at 646-716-9663. That number is in your phone display on your radio console. And Dr. Connie, if you're ready, we've got a couple callers that want to talk to some angels.
I am ready. I'm just trying to figure out.
You want to do something first?
No, I'm just trying to figure out. I've got... All right, I'm going to do these right now. Okay, I have messages from your angel cards that I think I'm going to use this evening. So.
All right, sounds good. Let's go ahead and bring on the first caller and make sure I don't slaughter her name. Is it Yvonne?
Yes, it's Yvonne.
Yvonne. I spelled it with an O.
Oh, okay.
All right, you're on with Dr. Connie.
I just wanted a love reading.
Did you say a love reading?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Connie, is it okay if I go get my romance angel step 2?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
All right, well, you do yours, and I'll go get my deck. All right.
Okay, cool. Mark actually has, Yvonne, Mark actually has a very cool deck. So, okay, regarding your, are you in a relationship or want to be in one?
No, I'm in one.
Oh, all right. Well, these are all very, very positive cards. It says that, all right, one of the cards is saying that you are doing really well and kind of flying high, and to continue to do that, even though it might be threatening for other people. Don't let yourself take a step backwards just to, and I'm not saying romantically per se, but don't take a step backwards just because it would make somebody else feel more comfortable, because you're at a place right now in your professional and personal and spiritual growth where you're able to, kind of take charge. And this is going to allow you to reach for your dreams and reach for kind of what we were saying in the show, to reach for your dreams and reach for your goals. So the energy around you is really good to move forward in a lot of different ways. And what I see is as you move forward, it's like you pull these people behind you, your partner included. You pull these people behind you, and you, because you move forward, they move forward. So
okay.
you're kind of the leader, in the pack. And the outcomes that you're looking for are going to be coming to you. So you're at a good place. You're moving forward spiritually, and you're the leader. You're the one that, as you, with the energy that you move forward, with the intensity that you move forward, they'll move forward as well. Does that
okay.
make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I just got back.
Okay.
Okay, so am I all set to go?
You are set to go.
Okay, great. I'm sorry, go ahead and give me your name again. It's Yvonne?
Yes, Yvonne.
Yes, Yvonne.
Yvonne. Okay, Yvonne, why don't you go ahead by starting by asking me a question first, and then I'll go ahead and I'll do the reading from there.
Okay. This person that I'm with, his name is John. Do you see us laughing?
Okay, let's take a look at that. I'm going to go ahead and pull three cards. I'm using the Doreen Virtue Romance Angels deck. And I'm going to pull three cards for you. And we'll just see where we're going with this, okay?
Okay.
So the first card I have is it says, let go of control issues. Allow the situation to unfold naturally. I think this probably makes a lot of sense for you. I think there's a big part of you that wants this to work. I think it's one of those ideas that for it to be the most successful, you have to kind of just let it unfold and not force it, because if there are certain things between the two of you that need to heal, and this is really about your journey and his journey, if there's things that need to heal to make your relationship be most successful, that's going to occur in a natural unfolding. So if you have some type of timeline in your head where you're like, well, you know, I need to know within so many months, or I know this isn't going to be feasible or whatever, I would let go of that and just let things unfold naturally for the two of you. So that's the first card that's coming up. The second one says, make the effort. Great love is worth taking the steps you're guided to take. So in this point here, it's really just kind of being really relaxed, kind of going with your life and just letting your life unfold and just taking steps and stuff. And maybe in some situations that might make you feel kind of vulnerable as far as who you are and how much you're sharing. At certain times, you might feel like you need to pull back, have your own space, you know, take time for yourself. It's important that on any given day, and I don't know why this is actually coming up as a separate thing, but it's important that you take time for yourself on a daily basis to kind of nurture yourself, love yourself, and be in that space of almost being alone. And sometimes that's hard to do if you're, you know, around family or you have people to take care of or something like that. But there's this important aspect of you really taking time to take time for yourself. It could be as simple as just 5 minutes a day, just sitting quietly with yourself, maybe doing a little bit of journaling, maybe doing something like going and get your nails done or going and doing something for yourself to nurture yourself. But there's this important aspect that's unfolding as you're in this relationship or heading towards this relationship with John, where you need to really learn to fall in love with yourself and to be in that space with yourself. And through that, and not only nurturing yourself and taking time for yourself and getting to be in that space with yourself, that is going to be the place where the relationship with the two of you is going to be the most successful and has the best possible outcome. The last card that I have here says, you deserve love. You are lovable. You know, we don't need to dig into this as far as all the different aspects of this, but there's something back in your childhood where you were wounded. I don't know if it was the way, you know, sometimes it's interesting. It could be something like our mother said we couldn't have an ice cream when we're 4 years old, and all of a sudden we have this whole thing inside our heads that we're not good enough. I think taking this time, as I mentioned the previous card, for you to get to know yourself and really to be alone in that space, I think you'll start to notice that you might have some patterns. It's nothing that you personally can't outgrow, but if you don't take the time to know yourself, let go of some of that past stuff you might be hanging on to, it could influence the relationship and maybe create some disheartening in the relationship where it doesn't need to be there, and it'll be kind of something as simple as he could say something to you and it's going to trigger you and make you angry. Well, that's all about you, actually, in some of those situations. So there's going to be this healing process that's happening for you over the next 9 months where you're going to be going through and just kind of learning more about yourself, and through that's where the strength is going to come for the relationship. So I hope that helps.
Oh, it did. Thank you so much, you guys. You're very
all
welcome.
Right.
And
you have a great day.
And
thank
Yvonne,
you for calling
the cards that I have pulled about you being the leader and doing what you need to do for you is actually going to strengthen John in the fact that he'll stand up and he'll follow your lead. So if you're being strong and doing what you need to do, he'll see that, and it'll bleed over onto him too. Oh, okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Yeah. That was beautiful. All right, let's bring Mary on. Hey, Mary, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hey, Mary,
how
are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Connie. Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for calling in.
I haven't heard your show in a while, and it's good to hear you again.
Thank you.
At present, I am living on a month-to-month situation in my apartment. I had previously been wanting to downsize. However, new management has taken over and are remodeling, so I believe that the prices are going to be going up. They have not signed a lease with me, and I'm feeling kind of unstable because I certainly can't go any higher than I'm spending now with the economy, and the places around me are also escalating. I'm just wondering how you see this going, if I'll be staying where I'm at, moving, or any options there.
In the building that you're in, can you get a smaller, the complex, can you get a smaller apartment?
Well, I had requested it before the new owners took over, and it didn't happen the way I thought it would. So I didn't get the smaller unit, but the new owners at this point have just allowed me to stay for the same amount of money in the two-bedroom. But that's only because it's month to month and they haven't given me a lease. I've been a good tenant. I've been living in the complex off and on for about 7 years. So I don't know. You know, they don't seem like, they're in a hurry to get rid of me. But on the other hand, they've got a lot of work to do in other apartments. And I have requested, to, if necessary, go to a smaller one to save the money. I really don't know what's going on.
Okay. Actually, one of the, again, I'm using the Angel Messenger cards from Doreen Virtue, and one of the cards, the Angel Shanti, is saying that you actually have a smoother road ahead. The cards that you're pulling were being guided, led, directed, and it's not that you're having to do the leading and they're trying to catch up with you. It's that they're ahead of you, and all you have to do is just walk where the light is, just walk where the doors open. But you are being told that there's going to be a smoother road ahead. You're asked to pray for and hold in a good space the new owners of the complex, just so that the way that you, all right, let me get this right here.
Mm-hmm.
The grace and the poise
with which you handle this situation. This is a contract for you. You came in with the okay that this is going to happen in your life so that you could walk through this event with grace, and two words I'm getting are grace and poise, and that you hold the owners of this complex in a loving light, and that you pray for them and you pray for the complex as a whole, and that you be the, I see your apartment, and I see a light coming down into your apartment, into your heart, as you're thinking of and you're holding the people in the complex or in the building, in a divine embrace kind of a way. And what that's going to do is that's just going to open the doors for the angels to come in and lead and guide you, and then move you into this smoother road, that whatever happens, it's going to be not only for your highest good, but for the highest good of the complex. Does that make sense?
It does feel like there is stability in this complex, or wherever I am, or within, then it does, if I'm interpreting right, that there is stability still in a way to make it stable for me to remain.
Right. But you're right now, the message that I'm getting right now is you are an anchor. And the reason that you're there is because you will play an important role in anchoring other people as they're going through this shift of wondering what's going to happen with them too.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody's kind of maybe spinning a little bit except you.
Exactly, yeah.
And
there has been some upset with some other people, and I've been trying to be neutral, but, understanding.
No, you're not trying. You're actually doing it. You're not trying to be neutral. You're actually, doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm seeing is that when the heaven has a beam of light that shines down into your apartment, and you are the one that's going to hold the space
mm-hmm.
for your complex, and you're going to pray for your fellow people and for the owners, and you're going to be the one that's going to usher in the universe to be with these people who have more questions than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And through this time, but and you will be guided on how to do that, and everything is going to unfold for you the way that will be for your highest and for the highest of everybody else.
Uh-huh. Are you feeling movement, anytime soon, or
I don't feel that.
Gotta stay where I'm at for now.
Because again, I think you're an anchor. I think that you're supposed to be there at least until the universe chooses to move you. But if you move, it'll be because it's the universe that chose it, not because somebody kicked you out.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. And it would, it would be if I had the ability financially to choose more of my liking in various ways, I would choose a different path. But right now I know I can't choose another direction just yet because
right.
I don't have the finances.
Right, but you also wouldn't be there to hold the space if you had the money. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Spiritually,
right.
it's necessary for that.
Right. I think you're supposed to be there. I think you're supposed to be there because you're going to be, if it weren't for you, nobody would hold the space. Nobody would hold the space for the universe to come in and bring peace to these people and to guide the owners in decisions they need to make. Nobody would be there if it weren't for you. And if you had the money, then you wouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you see how it works?
Exactly. Right. I do. And I've been on a spiritual path for many years, but I'm coming up against such tremendous challenges in my life right now in all
mm-hmm.
areas, and it's really, really, difficult. It's a difficult time.
Right. I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
Right.
But if you will hold fast it's not an accident, and if you will hold fast, then I guarantee you'll see the other side of it.
Okay.
I guarantee it. But you just gotta hold in there and know that the universe knows what it's doing.
Okay. All right. That's a good message. And does the gentleman have any input besides that, or is that pretty much?
I don't know. Mark, are you there?
Mark.
Yeah,
Mark, I'm there.
Mark always
has input. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the only thing that's coming up, because you know Connie is right on target with everything. Lots of times spirit will do things like kind of put us in some lockdown places so that we have to kind of not move, go through a lesson, hold space, you know, support others and stuff like that. But
yes.
You know, one of the things that was coming up during the reading and everything was about the fact of what is it that you want to create? Like you were talking about, if I had money, I would go and do something different. So lots of times the best way of doing that is while you're in this place where you're in this, what I call the stagnant energy, you're in this routine, you're in this place where you don't have any movement. This is your opportunity to really kind of daydream about what it is that, you know, let's just say, you know, lots of times I like to tell people, you know, if you had $2 million right now, what would you do? What would you do different in your life? What choices would you make? What, you know, if you knew that you had nothing to fear and nothing to lose and everything to gain, and you could make any choice you wanted and know that everything's going to be fine. The question would be is, what would you do different with your life? And I would take this opportunity as this unfolds for you and you holding space for these other people and in the space that you're in, that you take this as your opportunity to really think about what is it that you want to create and what is the next chapter look like. And, you know, use this opportunity to kind of sit there and daydream, think about it, create that energy around it. If it involves you deciding, hey, you know, I might want to do a little bit of traveling or I might want to go on a cruise. Well, you might not have the money to do that right now, but don't worry about that. Sit there and think about, well, if I was going to do a cruise, you know, go to a travel agency, get some travel pamphlets, take a look online at some of the cruises or something and kind of plan it a little bit. Think about, well, you know, if I was going to take a trip and I had the money right now, would I leave now or would I wait until September? Or, you know, do I want to do a Caribbean? Do I want to go to Europe? And really just kind of think about that and even put the energy out there to do a little bit of research and stuff like that. And then just let it go after that and let that, you know, and what you'll be surprised to see is that things just happen. You know, as an example, this is something I think I shared with Dr. Connie. You know, a couple of years ago, I was out of work and basically living on a lot of friends' couches, with no job. With no job and everything. And, you know, in that time period, I would pray with the expectation that whatever I prayed for was automatically heard and automatically was already in the works, and, you know, and then letting go of the outcome of it, because, you know, I wasn't going to say, all right, well, you know, in this situation, I had so many weeks to come up with the money to pay for the car that I was using to physically move myself around the country from one person's house to the next.
Wow.
So it was kind of like my house on wheels, and I had to have a set amount of money before they were going to take the car away. And I basically, you know, needed some money for that. I needed some money to basically pay my insurance premium to have my medical. And I had no money coming in, and I basically prayed for it, and then I just let it go. And within 4 weeks, I got a check from the IRS for $8,000.
Wow.
And there's no reason that I should ever have gotten that money. There was, you know, I have a background in accounting and I'm very good at doing taxes. And there's no reason why that should ever have happened. I'm very accurate. And for whatever reason, they made some type of mistake 2 or 3 years ago, and they basically gave me, you know, sent me the check. So normally it doesn't usually turn out to be such large abundance or everything. I always find, at least in my prayer work and for tracking my prayers over 4 or 5 months, that I would actually pray for stuff and then I would record. The prayers always manifest. There's no time that a prayer won't manifest. The difference usually will be is that it always happens in the last minute, and it's always to the penny. I remember one time I was praying for something and I needed some money, and I think I got a check from some type of rebate or something, and it was for like $100.02, and the $100 or whatever it was exactly what I needed 2 days later to pay something. And it's always almost to the penny like that. So I always like to say that whatever my support group is, my angels, whatever, that they have a real tight budget, and they just are really big procrastinators because
I was in need of really urgently not too long ago, and very unexpectedly, I had a call from a family member, and he said, need a tax break, whatever, I'm sending you $500. I almost fell off the chair. Why, you know,
well,
how did you know?
Well,
you know, I'm like, I'm saying, like, please let it come now, and the phone rings. I was like, wow, it was even more than I expected, and it helped me a great deal to get over that crisis. But, and, you know, and that's not the only time, so I do keep faith that somehow or another the universe will know my need and provide it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's, I think, 2 years of on my own, I kind of learned that really quickly, and there wasn't any time that I ever starved. There was no time that I ever did not have a place to stay. You know, was I staying at the Ritz-Carlton? No. I was staying on people's couches sometimes. You know, I would, you know, whatever the situation was. So, you know, you have to kind of let go of the way things turn out, but it doesn't hurt to always. And like I said, the biggest part of creating things sometimes, especially if we're talking about what's next in your life, is just kind of doing what I mentioned earlier, which is really just in a playful way, just taking the time to think about what it is you want to create and then take some action steps. I mean, you can do a lot of action steps on anything that don't cost you anything. It could be, you know, if you want to move to Florida and move into some nice
retirement. I'm in Florida.
Retirement.
I don't know if I'm in my right place, but I'm here for many years.
She's in Florida.
So,
pardon?
Oh, okay. So,
yeah,
you know, you might want to decide, if you want to move somewhere or whatever to, you know, do a little bit of research and stuff like that.
Have,
and then, you know,
I
that kind of,
there's
yeah,
days when
very
I think
perfect.
I just belong secluded in a spiritual center where I won't be disturbed.
Well, let me just jump right in here.
Yeah.
I pulled cards for this month, and this kind of dovetails, Mary, into what's going on with you too. But there's three cards that I pulled. These are Archangel Michael cards. What Michael wants us to do is believe and trust that everything is going to work out the way that it should. This is not only for you, Mary. This is for the whole audience. This is for the month of August.
Okay.
To believe and trust that everything is happening the way that it's supposed to and that it's going to work out for our highest good and the highest good of everybody, that we are actually on the right path, that there's not a wrong decision that we can make. If we're listening to Spirit, even if it feels like we're going in circles, we're moving, we're constantly moving forward into the fulfillment of what we're supposed to be, and we don't have to be in a rush. Mary, you don't have to be in a rush. There's people out there that have been handed decisions, and they feel like they have to make the decision tomorrow. And what Michael is saying is you have time to make the decision to investigate what it is you do, what it is you need to do, and that the opportunity is not going to go away if you take the time to breathe and have a prayer, because you're on the right path, and if you believe and trust that it's going to work out, then it's going to work out. So
okay.
That's for the month of August.
Very good. Okay, that's great, both of you. And I appreciate your input.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And God bless you.
All right, sounds good. All right, take care, Mary. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
That's beautiful. All right.
Yep.
Dr. Kenny, I think we're almost ready to wrap the show up.
I believe so.
So with that, go ahead.
Go ahead, love.
I was going to say, I have something different to try tonight if you want me to go ahead and do something before we close down.
Oh, sure.
So this is for Mary and for all the people listening to the show or listening to the replays. This is something I learned from a teacher out there called Noah St. John, and he has a way of doing affirmations. Affirmations, for a lot of people who study it or don't study it, kind of relies on what some people call the God's laws. Some people call it laws of attraction. But I think for some of the old patterns that most people have had in their lives, this type of affirmation would normally be done with, you know, I am healthy, I am rich, I have cash abundance. You know, these are the standard affirmations I think most people have been taught over the years. But I'm going to introduce a new way of doing things, and I'm going to start by telling you the two reasons why it works a little bit different than the direct affirmations. I think for most of you out there who have done or are currently doing affirmations, I think you're really familiar with the fact that you can say something to yourself like, I have cash abundance, and then in the back of your mind you hear, I don't have any cash abundance, who am I fooling? You know? And so the new thing I'm going to teach tonight really comes from two things and the reason why it works. The first is there's something called zero pointing and quantum mechanics and stuff like that, and there's plenty of teachings out there. And the general idea about that is lots of times, well, you're thinking about something, if you can actually stop your thoughts for a second and center yourself in your heart and just kind of really connect with what it is you're trying to create, it will actually automatically create if you can distract yourself long enough to allow your other energies and everything and the connections that you have to automatically just make it happen. And lots of times because we're thinking about it or trying mentally to make it happen, we're kind of interfering with that creation process. So this sentence structure I'm about to give you, which works for so many different things, can be used to distract your brain long enough for actually the change to occur. And the second thing about this that's really unique is the whole idea that if you give your brain something to do, it almost distracts it too, which is kind of like what I just talked about. But if you give it some busy work to do and give it things to go find if you get it to actually work on giving you different solutions to come up with in that minute, it'll actually help. You know, the brain will actually help it to come up with solutions. So I'm going to give you one example, and as we kind of feel into that, we'll see how that unfolds. So as an example, I could say, why is it so easy for me to find a new job? Why is it so easy for me to heal? Why is it so easy for me to find happiness in every moment? Why is it so easy for me to find new clients? Why is it so easy for me to find a partner that really cares about me as much as I care about them? Why is it so easy for me to find a new job? Why is it so easy for me to enjoy life on a daily basis? Why is it so easy for me to return into a healthy balance in life? Why is it so easy for me to eat healthy? So with these different things, you can basically set any intention that you want, but you do it from a question standpoint. And the way to do this is to, you can just basically say it once a day if you want for a few days. You don't have to do this for like 21 days, or you don't have to say the same thing over and over again. But what you want to do after you do this initially is you just want to take the time to start to notice anything that's different. I think for a lot of times in our life when we're trying to change something, especially if we're in the middle of some real tough situations, we spend a lot of our energy and our time kind of sitting in that space really thinking about whatever we're dealing with, like the same relationship that doesn't seem to improve, or we're always fighting or something like that. So setting the intention of, why is it so easy for me to to have balance in this relationship, or why is it so easy for us to get along or to communicate? And then what you do is, instead of noticing the same patterns, the same energy or whatever it is, notice what is different. It'll just be very, very subtle. And every single day you'll notice something different. And as you let that unfold, you'll notice that these affirmations you're using with why is it so easy to, will actually start to shift your life in so many amazing ways. And with that, I send so much love and energy out to everybody that's listening to the show. I appreciate you tuning in to listen to In the Arms of the Angels, Dr. Connie McNeil. As always, we always enjoy having Dr. Connie on. Her next show is actually coming up on September 6th, unless she's teaching, and then we might actually move the show, and we'll find out more about that. Of course,
I'm
if
not.
You want to find out.
No, I'm good.
You can find out more about the shows and if there's any changes by going to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Dr. Connie, thank you for allowing me to share the show with you. And I always enjoy listening to you. And I hope you have a great month. And we'll hear you back here in a month.
All righty. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, you all. You all have a great evening and a blessed month. Bye-bye now.
Good night, everybody. You've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels on Spiritual Connections Radio.